Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord gave specific instructions concerning what Aaron, the high priest, over the house of Israel was supposed to wear when he made sacrifices for the people. If he did not wear these garments, he could not enter into the Holy of Holies. One of those pieces of attire was a gold plaque, which he was to wear on his forehead, which said, Holiness to the Lord. That holiness which the high priest alone wore into the presence of God is typical of the fact that Jesus Christ, our great high priest, has come into the very presence of God in our behalf, bringing his own holiness with him. It is because of his holiness that we are viewed as holy in the sight of God. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. When the scriptures say he is made unto us, it is speaking about one of the most glorious subjects in all of the word of God, which is the imputation of his righteousness unto us. Paul says, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Here he speaks of the two aspects of imputation which form the very basis upon which the hope of every child of God is based. He became our substitute, being made sin for us. That is, our sin was imputed to him, and his righteousness was imputed to us. The word imputed is an accounting term which literally means written upon the account. We have been reckoned holy in the sight of God because of his being our substitute, while at the same time he was reckoned as a sinner in our behalf. In reality, he had no sin of his own, nor did we possess any holiness. Yet because he was our substitute, mighty to save, he took our sin and gave us his righteousness. We had not the power to accomplish this transaction, nor any means at our disposal to effect this transfer. But he, having united us to himself in the covenant of grace before the foundation of the world, determined to redeem his kinsmen by this very act, conceived and decreed by his power. For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. So in the fullness of time he was born in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Thus and forevermore are we adjudicated as sanctified or holy in the sight of God, because of what he has done for us. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now as glorious as the imputed righteousness is, which is ours by the substitutionary work of Christ on our behalf, Paul also speaks of a holiness which we are to pursue. It is impossible that we should hope to ever gain holiness that might be laid to our account by our own actions, since we are already judged as perfectly holy in the sight of God by his imputed righteousness. No improvement or adjustment can be made to that which is perfect. Rather, he is speaking about that holiness which is the evidence of our sonship. It would be most odd that those who are predestined to be conformed to his image should not have any desire to be like him in word and deed. In fact, the scripture plainly indicates that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There are many false professors who somehow think that those who are ordained unto good works may or may not perform them. We are quite aware of the remaining corruption that is in all of those who are yet justified by the imputed righteousness of Christ. Paul's lament in the 7th chapter of Romans is the common experience of the sons of grace. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now while we find sin to still be our mighty foe, yet we also have been given a desire to be doing the will of God, and a desire to be rid of the sin which doth so easily beset us. This is the evidence of the work of his Spirit within us. Grace not only is that which makes us acceptable in the sight of God, but is that which stamps the image of Christ upon us. God is pleased not only to make us acceptable in his sight through the righteousness of Christ laid to our account, but he is also pleased to manifest his power in his elect by conforming them to his image. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on, or have put on, the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Have you been made a new creature in Christ?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.